David, David, Kilgore, Killgore, 12/17/74. Chief complaint, hypertension. Number one. Number two. Low testosterone, number three. Polycythemia, number four. Hyperlipidemia, number five. Family history of thoracic aortic aneurysm. Our patient is a well-known 48-year-old gentleman who comes in with multiple medical issues and problems, period. In the paragraph, medical problems include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism, and polycythemia, period. In the paragraph, medication includes testosterone 0.5 milligram weekly, tenoretic 50, 25 once a day, Crestor 40 milligram a day. Patient is off clopid at this time. Next number, COVID immunization is none. Next number, review of system, no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, attitude, seizure, convulsion reported. Next number, family history, dissecting aortic aneurysm most significant. Next number, social, he's smoking about a half a pack a day, doesn't drink anymore, used to be avid drinker in the past. Next number, he's alert, he's awake, he weighs 216 pounds, 97%, 98.4, 16, 85, 1, 30 over 83. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows no eye, showing mucosa with that lesion. Number one, hypertension, controlled. Number two, continue with tenoretic. Number three, increased cholesterol slash lipids. Next number, check blood work now. Next number is increased H&H. Check both testosterone level and H&H. Next number is he must give blood. We talked about this at length. He's going to start giving blood at blood bank ASAP. Next number, he did this. Next number, we did an echocardiogram because of his family history of thoracic aortic aneurysm. I don't see a change in his echo from last year's. That was the order of his chest without contrast. Hyperlipidemia. Number, check blood work. Next number, increase activity. Patient is very active and has been doing well with his weight loss, and he's holding at 216. Next number, because of his history of leg and arm pain, we looked at his Doppler study of his legs and arms that were within normal limits. Next number, recent blood work showed H&H of 17.8 and 55. We discussed this. Next number, check testosterone level today. Next number, carotid ultrasound was done because of also family history of stroke. There was no evidence of obstruction in the carotid with no significant change. Next number, thyroid ultrasound shows to be the same as before. Next number, no change in the soft tissue ultrasound of the neck. Next number, no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, prostate within normal limits. Next number, abdominal ultrasound shows no evidence of fatty liver. Next number, finding the patient at length before lupus. He has a prescription of the chest, and we'll get that done after calling different centers to see who has the best prices. And he will also do the blood work. No, he will also do the phlebotomy, as we have discussed. Two big things that he needs to do now. Thank you.